Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio, and I'm about to bring you part three in Dominican preacher and poet Father Paul Murray's series focusing on human suffering and Christian joy by the title of The Task of Happiness. In the previous episode, Father Paul introduced us to Kevin, a prisoner on death row, whose dramatic story provided us with a mysterious witness to Christian joy. Father Paul now goes a step further, taking a closer look at one of the reasons he feels occasioned this breakthrough from suffering to joy, the experience of prayer.
I think it is of great significance that when in his letter Kevin, the young prisoner on death row, speaks about prayer, he also speaks about desire.
Something is drawing my desire towards the joys of heaven. It seems that the moment I start to pray, I'm directly in touch with God, or I feel that I must give my heart just that one jump of desire into eternity.
Prayer, like nothing else in our lives, brings us down to the root of our desire. We discover, in prayer, new things about God, but also new things about ourselves. And the most notable, and the most surprising, perhaps, is the buried strength of our desire, the almost intolerable ache at the core of each one of us, what C.S. Lewis calls, in an astonishing phrase, our inconsolable secret. In prayer, we begin to realize that God has made our hearts so deep, our love so mysterious, that nothing apart from God will ever fully satisfy us or bring us lasting joy. This realization has not only been experienced, it also has been described by Christian men and women over the centuries, and often with great vividness. Even St. Thomas Aquinas, a theologian normally noted for his calmness and restraint, exclaims in his treatise on the love of God and neighbor,
God excels every desirable thing. He rejoices the heart in a more intimate and more lasting manner than all delightful things.
Of course, in Aquinas' opinion, there are many things which in themselves are good, things which God wants us to enjoy. But compared to God, St. Thomas points out,
other things afford us pleasure in a superficial manner, as if exteriorly, but God delights us intimately, and therefore profoundly.
Aquinas then goes on to conclude, and the statement is memorable.
God alone substantially penetrates the very substance of the soul, and consequently rejoices the marrow of our bones.
Today, we find ourselves surrounded on all sides by people of different religions or none, speaking to us about spirituality or about the search for meaning. But how seldom we read or hear anything about God that approaches the stark simplicity and passion of Aquinas' statement. Why this is so is not at all easy to explain. But I would like to consider at least one factor in the situation. Since the early 20th century and the advent of modern depth psychology, it has been commonplace to speak about the repression of sexual desire. But perhaps there is today a more fundamental repression at work in our society, and not only in what we call secular society, but also, and strange to say, in some of the new groups and quasi-religious movements which have emerged recently, and whose members take an active interest in spirituality. For that interest almost never seems to extend to an admission of the true depth of our desire for God, or indeed, of God's desire for us, as if such an admission in itself would somehow subvert the control we want to exercise over both our secular and our spiritual lives. But with the grace of prayer and the humility and strength which that grace brings, we find courage to go down to the root of our desire. We begin to trust and to surrender all that we have and all that we are to God. And in doing so, in surrendering to the mystery, we begin at last to experience in faith something of that passion of joy, that great delight in knowing God of which Aquinas speaks.
And our thanks there go to Dominican preacher and poet Father Paul Murray. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.